Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is Scuba Radio Saturday, the day after Black Friday. We have kicked it up for the divers today, and a couple things going on. First of all, you can call up at 888-888-SCUBA, share a little dive present that you would like. It may be a new regulator, maybe a BC, maybe a place you want to go. Tell us what you want for Christmas, and we will do, well, we won't be able to give you any of it.
We will do as much as we ever intended to do to
Correct.
Make this happen.
We will not be able to fulfill that wish. Or that dream of getting that special item on your list. But at least you can share it with the world and maybe give us some ideas for ourselves. But in consolation, we will hook you up possibly with a Scuba Radio dive towel, thanks to our friends from Uzi. And these are really nice limited edition dive towels. Why? Is the list starting to get pretty long?
The list is starting to get lengthy.
Well, I got a certain number of them, but let's just take them. And I'm looking at the list. I'll have to call up our buddy at Uzi and may get another shipment, but I'll see what I can do. So 888-88-SCUBA. Just call up, share your little gift idea, and we will we'll hook you up accordingly. It's simple as that. We're giving back here at on Scuba Radio Saturday today. Also, remember, if you use the coupon code SANTA, now through this Wednesday, it's 50% off Scuba Radio hat shirts and Scuba Tune CDs and DVDs there at ScubaRadio.com. Just click on the shop tab and use the coupon code SANTA at checkout. We're just trying to reflect, you know, once again, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa drank all the booze out of the Scuba Radio booze stash. He threatened me before the show this week, and so I'm just trying to get some funds for a booze run for Drunken Santa. That's how we give back. You know, when we're not diving, why not? Right? It's that time of year. We have to do this. Right, Bill? It's just
we need $400 for Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah. And that'll only last a week. So after what we do after that is anybody's guess. All right, let's get back to Mermaid Tiffany. She is on Scuba Radio now that we got a little bit more time. I didn't want to rush her off the show at the end of hour one there.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's Tank. Right. How are you, Tank?
I'm good. Well, happy Thanksgiving. It's like a holiday for me.
It is. Yeah, her nickname is Tank because, well, she
runs
breathes.
People over with their treads.
No, no. She breathes off of a dive tank. That's
Don't
why.
We all?
Right?
We all
oh, yeah.
Tank?
Yep, that's that. We'll stick to that story, Greg.
Yes, exactly we will. If I expect to, you know, come away without any bruises or, you know, permanent scars next time I meet Tiffany, that is the story we're going to stick to.
I thought it was because they had renamed the Boulder, Colorado drunk tank for her.
No.
Oh, that actually, I'd be okay with that story.
Really?
Give me some props. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do.
I cannot imagine how bad the real story is.
Now, I know Tiffany does have a lot to be thankful for. Because not only is she going on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in January with Explore Ventures, and I know she's excited about that and our little frontside trip to Nevis and backside trip to Dominica. However, she is also going to come to the marathon.
She's not excited about your use of frontside and backside.
What are you talking about?
I've known enough women to know that that's not the kind of language they like being used.
Tiffany? Would you like to smack him now? Where
he's
there?
No, actually, he's right. But you got to think, Phil. I mean, it's Greg we're talking about. I don't even know if he's even kissed a girl. So you got to give him a little bit of leeway.
Okay,
let's leave Max looks like him.
Yeah, let's leave my personal life out of it. Okay. Anyway, you're coming down to Marathon for our little Christmas celebration in the Florida Keys. And Marathon, are you excited about that or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited. No better way than from the holidays in the sun. I'm in Colorado, which is freezing cold.
Right.
So I'm okay with that.
You'll be coming down, and you'll be staying at a restaurant that Greg and I own.
Yeah. Wow. We got a piece of that. We got a piece of that.
In their own mind.
No. We contributed money.
Yeah.
As part of their fundable for Dockside Tropical Cafe, and Greg and I are both charter members. You getting your package yet with the shirt and hat?
Let's not talk about my package.
Hello.
But no, I haven't actually.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
Steve Hendrickson has, but we haven't.
Really?
Steve posted on
Facebook.
Well,
he probably contributed more.
It's possible. You know what?
We're part 0.00001% owners.
He raised like $80,000, and then Greg and I gave $20.
No, it was more than that. But regardless,
it's more than that for me too.
But anyway, this will be this really is turning into Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys, where we can actually have our Scuba Radio Christmas party, and the Scuba Cowboy, Tiffany's dad, and herself are going to come down and be a part of this for the first time ever. So you know, we do some pretty crazy things. For Scuba Radio Christmas, Tiffany, are you ready for this? Are you even aware of what we do?
I'm not aware, but I've endured quite a bit with you. I say bring it on. I'm not scared.
She's like, I've been through as much as I've been through. It can't be any worse.
This is what I'm bringing
for really
protection,
can.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
I'm bringing a 4-year-old girl to protect me from the... From the lurid
Oh,
activity.
To protect you, okay.
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't sure where that was going.
Yeah, I mean, it is the keys. You got to be careful.
Hello.
We have a few things we got to do. We have a gift exchange that we do. One of these things, you know, it's a Dirty Santa gift exchange or a White Elephant type thing where you have the opportunity
with a
to...
Not Dirty Sanchez gift exchange. That is a completely different thing.
Well, that happens after, you know, we have a few drinks at the Dockside Tropical Cafe. Anything could happen after that. But regardless... Well, this gift exchange gets a little heated amongst the Scuba Radio crew at times, and especially when we have the mermaids as a part of this, that, you know, it's not out of the ordinary that fisticuffs break out between the girls. How do you feel about that? Are you okay with that, Tiffany?
Actually, she's going to list the girls she wants to have
cool.
fisticuffs
Just
with.
Go ahead and throw a little bit of, I don't know, KY or mud in there, and we'll have ourselves a real party.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm so glad
you're going to be there. I mean, for the wrestling, like wrestling, fighting, Greg, get your mind out of the gutter.
Well, no, I was going to say Jell-O. You're okay with pudding?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, Jell-O's totally cool.
How about leftover gravy from Thanksgiving?
that would be interesting.
Yeah. Well, we could, you know, you're giving me ideas, and I'm going to have to bring some extra funds for the bail bondsman, it sounds like, at this rate. But anyway, yeah, we have that to look forward to. And the other thing that we haven't figured out what to do for the holidays is the mermaids for Christmas. I don't know if we want to have the mermaids on display or we need to have some kind of holiday motif for yourself to, you know, be represented accordingly for, you know, for Christmas in the Keys. Do you have any suggestions in that regard? Or how can we bring some Christmas cheer with the mermaids or add that element to them, I think. I don't know. What do you think? Do you have any ideas?
I have not a clue.
No?
Ask Pop. He'll come up with something good.
The Scuba Cowboy
creative.
Would know. I'm thinking, you know, instead of mermaids, they're Santa's helpers. And, you know, they
now
have...
imagine the costume that you had for Dima.
Right,
but
right.
But instead of it being
mermaid
Liverpool.
The Beatles thing.
Yeah, it is a shiny patent leather and red.
Actually, those costumes actually would work for Christmas, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you
so
some
they're like, excuse me?
Like pom-poms, like cotton balls.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little Santa hat and...
I don't know why your hands go there for a hat. That's not where you wear a hat.
You would could. You could
have to have two of them.
Well, it depends on how
so
big the head
I'm
is.
I'm glad I'm not there right now.
No, yeah, you would have to have two of them. Don't even pretend.
Yeah, me too, because she would totally beat us to a bloody pulp.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll come up with something for you to sport there, Tiffany, to share.
Oh, I can't wait.
Share the Christmas cheer. That's what it's all about, is sharing the love, right? Sharing the love
and
of diving
midriffs
during Christmas. And what?
And sharing midriffs.
Yeah. So, and we might actually, we might be able to get some diving in on this little trip as well. Captain Slate has some new dive operations down there that we might be able to go to. And
that
as well
be
some
neat
of our
see
other folks there in the Florida Keys. And Tiffany's coming. Yay! Yay, Tiffany!
Yay!
Yay, she's excited. See? And so you can come too. It'll be December 13th and 14th down at Marathon Dockside, tropicalcafe.com. This is the place we're going to be. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
My father is a murderer and a supporter of terrorism. I hate everything he stands for.
Eve, you're a murderer too.
The man I killed was a terrorist, Jimmy. A zealot whose research was funded by my father for its potential as a weapon system.
Houghton was an immunologist doing research on sharks.
Yes, and he used his knowledge of their immune system to devise a vessel of sorts. One that kept him safe from an engineered virus that he carried within him.
This man had a living tissue implanted in his chest.
Cartilage. Shark cartilage. Don't be disease. You're the king of the seas. Put your money where your mouth is, Mr. No. What's the fin on your back part of the deal? Shark.
Yes. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Welcome to Scuba Radio Saturday, the day after Black Friday. We don't have a color code, but if it was, it would be red with a white stripe through it. Okay? That makes sense, right? So we could call it Scuba Radio Red White Stripe Saturday. No?
We should call it White Red Stripe, and then we'd have a beer sponsor.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
And maybe a band.
We are going to go down to the Florida Keys, spend Christmas in the Keys, December 13th and 14th, to help open or be a part of the opening ceremonies of the Dockside Tropical Cafe and support our buddy Eric Stone. Also down there in the Keys, is our buddy Pete from Scuba Board, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Pete, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, but I'm not in the Florida Keys.
What? He's in.
Not
that's
today,
right.
Not this weekend. I figured with Black Friday
yeah.
and all those whores and people getting trampled, I'd do something safe like go cave dive.
Did he say all those whores that are shopping on Black
no,
Friday?
No, he said hordes of people.
Oh.
Hordes.
Yes, okay.
I understand the confusion, though.
Yeah. So instead of Black Friday, you're in a black hole diving.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. So that's still trying to go with the theme, I guess. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But it sounds like way more fun than
far more fun.
Battling the crowds there, you know, at the malls.
The dark side of Florida.
The what side?
The dark side of
the
Florida.
The dark side, that's right. Okay,
so you can do that just by watching Cops.
Maybe.
Or to catch a predator.
Yeah, that's possible. But you're talking about Ginny Springs. Is that where you're at, or are you at a different spring location?
Peacock.
Oh, Peacock, okay.
Peacock Springs.
All right, so describe Peacock Springs to me, because I haven't been there before. Is it just
you
one?
You haven't been? Well, it's now the West Skiles recreational area at Peacock Springs.
Nice.
Is
okay.
its formal name, named after the late, great West Skiles.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it consists of several connecting sinkholes that all have tunnels, underwater tunnels going between them. So you can dive in one hole and a couple hundred feet later come up another hole.
Okay, so the peacock part of it is maybe like the little eyes on the feathers and they're scattered around like a peacock, I'm going to say.
Actually, the peacock family is the family that settled it many, many years ago. It was
okay.
named after them.
Well,
sorry.
But we could have went with that story and you just totally blew it out of the water. That's no fun.
Well, I figured the truth beats something made up.
Oh, says you. When did we start messing with that? Wow.
You forgot. He's a Republican.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Ben. Yeah, like us Republicans.
Exactly, I'm a Democrat.
have that whole thing cornered with the line. Yeah. Anyway, regardless of your political affiliation, let's talk about the diving there. So, what are you doing exactly? Just going to do some fun dives, or are
yeah,
you on a mission
we
or what?
We go down and, you know, we follow some strict protocols. You don't go cave diving on a whim. You should get certified, have the proper gear, follow the guidelines, literally, the guidelines that lead you underwater and that yeah. you always have a guideline out, and three lights and all sorts of things you learn in a cavern class and up through full cave.
Right. So, I mean, this is just a fun little weekend dive you're doing to get away from all the
yeah.
shopping and holiday nonsense and relatives and stuff like that. So you figured this would be a good time to go.
And Key Largo always becomes a madhouse for Thanksgiving weekend. So we leave and let the tourists take over, and then we come sneaking back in after all they're gone.
I gotcha. Yeah. I never thought about that, but I guess, yeah, the Keys are pretty hopping there during the holiday weekend, even though
they
shopping,
are.
Not necessarily a big thing, but Thanksgiving, people coming in, renting houses and condos and things like that and doing a little diving, heading out on a boat. What'd you say, Bill?
I said enjoying the fine weather.
Yes, exactly. But Peacock Springs is up, that's what, over towards Ocala? Or where is it exactly?
North of Ocala near High Springs.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a bit of a haul for you then. You're driving all the way up this way.
It is, and I did it in my new scuba mobile.
Your new scuba mobile, which is what? What kind of vehicle did you get?
It's a Freightliner Sprinter made by Mercedes-Benz. And it's what they call a high top, so I can stand up in it. And I have all my scuba gear installed in it.
Wait, is this
like
the bus?
Truck,
yeah.
Truck bus thing.
Like a party bus kind of deal. Is that it?
Well, it's more like a cargo van.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay.
You can get them made in like a bus, but mine's more like a cargo van.
All right.
Very
so you,
cool.
You have a traveling or a rolling dive locker that travel around in.
Exactly. I have two toolboxes installed in it. I have tank racks that'll hold up to 20 tanks.
And a bed in the back.
Wherever I want to go, I can go bring my gear.
Really?
Very cool.
Yeah, so what is the point of this? Just to make it more convenient? So you just have the dive shop at your disposal?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, when you go up to the cave country,
yeah.
you want to bring lots of big, heavy tanks. I can close it up and change inside of it. I've got my own little changing room with me. I mean, it's really convenient to to be able to do that. It runs on diesel, so it gets over 20 miles per gallon.
Wow.
And it's just an awesome little truck.
Well, that
sounds cool.
Yeah. Maybe we have to have... Maybe we need to follow him around and go
down. Well,
diving,
maybe we need to catch up with him when we're going to be down in the Keys in 2 weeks.
Of course, you're going to be close, and we're planning on coming to the bar opening.
Yeah,
Dockside Tropical Cafe.
Yeah, why don't you roll the scuba mobile down there, and
of course.
We can set it up down there and just drink and watch it. Because I don't think
there
we should.
Go.
I don't think we should be diving. I have a feeling there's going to be too much drinking going on for.
Yeah. Too much
Christmas
surface
holiday.
Narcosis?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to try to replicate narcosis on the surface. And,
Well, Bill's got that going on even without having anything to drink.
That is it is true. You know, but that would be a good experience. We'll do a few shots, and then we'll have people tie a knot. And whoever can
there
do it
go.
Quick. Because that's one of the skills you do on your deep water course, Bill. You have to show the divers what it's like to be narked. You send them down past 100 feet and then have them tie a knot. You have them do it on the surface.
Do you have to do it with a cherry stem in your mouth? Because I can do that. No.
Yeah, I want to see you do that with a regulator in your mouth.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see him do it without one. So just the mental image is kind of disturbing. But
we can see the eyes cross as he swallows the stem.
Yeah. But we can do. We can conduct that experiment there at the Tropical Cafe or Dockside Tropical Cafe and just, trying to dive, tie diving into the festivities of Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys. And there you go. Pete from Scuba Board going to join us too. Big time fun. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Okay, so a lot of stuff going on today. Once again, Scuba Radio Saturday. Give us a call, 888-88-SCUBA. Tell us what you want for Christmas. And we won't give you that. But we may give you something else for sharing your story. Because, you know, once again, this may spark an idea for someone else. Like myself. What do I want? Or someone else listening. And, you know, but the one thing... that is always the right size, always the right color. And I can't emphasize this enough. I'm hating myself for waiting this long to bring it up during the show. Because this is what we do every time this year, and that is giving the gift of scuba. Do not forget, the best present you can give anyone, whether they're a diver or not, is a gift certificate for a scuba class at your local dive center. You just walk in there and, you know, you'll find dive packages for $99 up to $500 if it's a private class. But there's every dive center across the country have these certificates available for you. All you have to do is walk in your local dive center and ask them. And it really is an amazing gift to give someone, and that is giving the gift of scuba. And, of course, if they are a diver, what can you give them? Give them a continuing education class. You know, be like Mermaid Tiffany, who's getting ready to go through her rescue diver class in preparation for her Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in January.
It would take a lot of surgery to make me look like Tiffany.
I don't know.
I'm speechless. What?
I thought you said be like Tiffany.
Be like Tiffany and take
a,
continuing education.
I'd have to start wearing heels.
If you want to go that route, hey, go for it. You could be Tank 2.
Interesting.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I could just be the tank top.
No. No, there's no way you could replicate that.
We could be like Master Blaster.
She
could carry me around in a basket.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, give the gift of scuba, the gift that keeps on giving. They'll thank you for years to come. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
If Christmas shopping tires you out, listen to this.
Howdy ho!
Don't buy me no bow tie. You bought me last year. I don't want no sweet cologne, no hairbrush for my hair. Don't go fill my stocking sugar cane and gum. All I want for Christmas is a big bottle of rum. Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum underneath my tree. If you can't give me one, then give me two or three. Just a bottle of rum will make me happy. Just a bottle of rum underneath my Christmas tree.
Yes,
just a
everyone.
Bottle of rum, a bottle.
That's a pretty good
rum,
present as well. You don't want to mix the two as far as giving. You know, when you're not diving, a bottle of rum and, you know, having a. One of your favorite bottles from some island in the Caribbean is obviously a pretty good gift as well. You just got to separate the two, which is what we do here at the show, believe it or not. As much as we talk about the bottles of rum and drinking
of course,
them.
The fact of the matter is, the way we separate this is by hardly ever diving.
Says Bill.
That's not true.
I never, ever dive.
He doesn't.
But you hardly ever drink either.
Well, then there's that.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
We don't have a long enough show. Anyway, bottle of rum, pretty good idea.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
You know, the rum bottles show up in the Scuba Radio gift exchange quite a bit every year. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this year. Once again, we're going to be down celebrating Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys of the Dockside Tropical Cafe in Marathon, Florida, December 13th and 14th. And, Jerry the Diver guy,
yes.
I should have mentioned that. I wonder if he would come down there from Divers.
He will leave Mountain Divers for practically any reason,
yeah.
Except for I think it's kind of busy during December for the giving the gift of scuba season. I mean,
maybe.
Of people coming in.
Yeah.
The shop's a little busy. It's
that
hard to get
be.
Out of your retail obligations in December.
Well, if you have the availability to join us, feel free to join the celebration. We're going to be staying at the Sombrero Resort and Marina, sombreroresortmarina.com. Go there, book a room. It's right literally next door to the Dockside
really
Tropical
a little
Cafe.
Bit, that's a little bit overstating it. We'll be staying at Tropical Dockside Cafe because there's a bar.
True. Yeah. But we'll be stumbling back to our rooms at that little resort next door.
Yes.
And, you know, you could stay anywhere in the Keys if you want, but this is obviously very convenient for the festivities that will be taking place, including a Christmas light boat parade that Friday or Saturday night.
That'll be awesome.
And, of course, Eric Stone and the Stoners plan.
I think he's got a different name for the band now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Eric
Stone Band, I think.
He got rid of the Stoners thing?
I think he was having a little difficulty booking some gigs.
Oh, wow. That could be. That might
be. I think it's Eric Stone and the Eric Stone Band.
But he's in the Keys, so he might be going back to that. You never know.
Yeah.
But it's going to be big time fun for sure, and that's in 2 weeks. A couple things.
I think maybe he was having a problem getting his liquor license. Go on.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully got that squared away before we just blew it for him. The other couple things I want to throw out there real quick, too. Dominica, we are going there right after our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in January. Not only could you come and join us, that would be January 25th through the 29th, where we're going to be on the Nature Island.
Oh, the Spice
Island's Grenada.
Grenada.
Okay. The Nature Island is Dominica. I know this
because
I practiced many, many times in knowing that I was going to screw up. Now that you just mentioned it, I'll definitely mess it up.
Well, now I'll know. I'll know the right way. But you're right. Grenada is the
Spice Island. Yeah. Chocolate, cinnamon, and stuff like that. And Dominica is the nature island. You know, they got these hot spring things up in the mountains. And
volcanic.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy the Bubble Boy was up there in one of the rivers, saw a brown trout.
Yeah,
and
sure did.
Anyway, but
almost caught it.
Fort Young Hotel is where we're staying, which is just a beautiful property. Has all the amenities you could ever ask for, in a high end.
Hot and cold running mermaids.
Excuse me?
That's an amenity I'd like to ask for. Hot and cold running mermaids.
Yeah, well, when they get out of the ocean, they might be a little cold, and then they jump in one of these volcanic hot springs. Up in the mountain there, and then we hang out in the Fort Young Hotel pool, and they have this waterfall at the Fort Young Hotel pool, just a beautiful place, really pretty place.
I also remember, I always think of Dominica as the place where they filmed Pirates of the Caribbean.
True, that was.
So if you know what it looks like, watch the movie, you'll see.
It always surprises people when I tell them, and it surprised me when I first heard it as well, is that Dominica is the most volcanic island in the world. Because you would think that it would be someplace like Hawaii.
Which has an active volcano on it, that place.
Yeah. But they actually have more volcanic activity in Dominica than anywhere else on the planet. It's not bubbling over like lava, but they have these things, these smokers.
Vents.
And you go up in the mountain, and you'll see these cracks in the mountain. There'll be like steam blowing out of it. You don't see lava, but it heats up all these mountain streams and rivers. And it's like going to a spa.
Well,
it's in the middle of the rainforest. It's just unbelievable.
What is the diving like in Dominica?
It is
awesome,
pristine, best Caribbean diving I've done, if not all over the world. It's just beautiful, really colorful too. Which is, you know, the Caribbean. The other argument you hear a lot from divers out in the Pacific and Fiji and places like that, very colorful. It is probably more colorful, and there's. I've heard that there's like 5,000 more species in the Pacific as opposed to the Atlantic and Caribbean and stuff like that. But it's really just different. It's not necessarily better. You could say the color scheme is a little different from what I've experienced in the Pacific is what we'd see in the Caribbean. However, in Dominica, it's almost like taking a piece of the Pacific and plopping it right down there in the Caribbean. It's very colorful underwater in Dominica, and it's probably because of that volcanic activity.
Is it different, Caribbean side versus Atlantic side? Because it's a border island, right? Doesn't it separate the Caribbean from the Atlantic?
Dominica?
Yeah. The Atlantic's kind of on the east side, and it's the Caribbean's on the west side. The Caribbean is the side that where all the diving is.
Okay.
Fort Young side is on the west side, Greg. That's where all the...
Yeah.
Where the sun sets. Did you notice the sun setting?
Vaguely. Yeah. Yeah. But they got whales, that are there year-round. They don't even migrate around. They love it so much there, they stay. And so you can do whale watching.
Are they tethered?
What do you mean? No, they stay there. they literally live.
No, they live there.
Right off the coast of Dominica.
Because it's always
whales,
hot.
Right? Did you say it was
sperm whales?
Sperm whales. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. You can hear them clicking the whole time you're down there. Click, 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 click.
Yeah. They got Champagne Reef, which is a place where the volcanic activity bubbles underneath the ocean floor, and it has all these tiny little bubbles that are streaming from the ocean floor, and it looks like you're diving through a bottle of champagne. It's pretty unique place.
It was cool.
Yeah, you don't hear that song.
What about the waterfall that we went to, Greg? That excursion we did?
The one of hundreds that they have.
Yes.
I mean, they have waterfalls in these rivers. There's more freshwater rivers, I think, than any other island or someplace in the area. It's crazy what they have topside. That's why, you're asking me about the diving, and I always end up going off on the topside. But I don't mean to overshadow what they have there. But just topside in Dominica will absolutely blow your mind. And what is... That what truly separates it from a lot of the other islands in the Caribbean, if not the entire world, because it is very lush, tropical, bananas and all kinds of fruits and things growing all over the place. I mean, it's a very fertile soil, so it creates this whole jungle-like landscape that makes it very entertaining or very unique to see.
That explains a lot.
What?
Because I'm very fertile, too.
Oh, Lord.
It's like a jungle down there.
No, and much to Greg's chagrin, it's also a natural preserve. So, they're protected reserves. And there was like, I've never seen so many lobsters in my life. And see, Greg's so frustrated. Big giant lobsters everywhere.
Yeah. And, it's just a great place. But FortYoungHotel.com is the place to go and book a trip right now because they're running a special post-DEMA special that you can get down to Dominica very economically, not only staying at the resort and doing this dive package that they have available as this DEMA package, but you can fly into St. Martin or through St. Martin to Dominica very conveniently and very economically right now, which is probably the cheapest it's been in several years. So take advantage of that special that they have at the Fort Young Hotel, FortYoungHotel.com. And once again, if you would like to join us, it's not too late to come on and be on the island. It's not that big of a place. So you can fly in there and be there at the same time we are, and we'll hook up, have a cocktail or two, have a Kabuli beer, which is a very tasty little local beer they have there in Dominica. Very tasty indeed. FortYoungHotel.com. More coming up. Stay close.
You like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way.
I'm Frosty.
But he waved goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back to jump one day."
Don't you get all slushy too?
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Come on.
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Come on.
Tump, tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Hurry now.
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump. Tump, tumpity, tump.
Go
for me, man.
Frosty the Snowman.
What snowman? Listen, we go back to Jamaica. See it?
Great.
It's nice and warm.
I always wanted to see the town.
Yeah, they were in the store out there. Too cold, man. Too cold. My feet, man, it's swelling up. See it?
Yeah.
Too cold.
Happy birthday.
Yes. We'll have to make a Sandman there at in Marathon in a couple weeks. Bill, what do you think?
I'm there. I am there. Tell you what, the days before auto-tune.
What do you mean?
Back when music was music, man.
Yeah. Well, I didn't sing on that one.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
So you did good work.
That was actually a real artiste.
Yeah,
I helped write the lyrics on that. That's about it.
Yeah.
My buddy Glenn hooked us up with Frosty the Snowman.
That was good.
But we got some new ones in the works that I'll abuse accordingly. And we'll share with you some more Christmas parody ditties over the next few weeks as part of our way to abuse the holidays. All right, a couple things. You know, what are you doing diving-wise between now and Christmas? You know, next weekend, they're actually orchestrating a Santa dive. Jeff at South Florida Diving Headquarters, southfloridadiving.com. Next Saturday, he wants me to come down for this. Actually, it's they're going to do this on December 7th. Is that Saturday? Yeah, that's Saturday, right? Or is that Friday?
No, I think it is Saturday.
Yeah. But anyway, you go to South Florida.
The first is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
SouthFloridaDiving.com. They're going to send Santa underwater for a photo opportunity for you and yours. So you can go down there and hand signal what you want for Christmas, get your picture of you sitting on Santa's lap, and that could be a pretty cool little Christmas card.
You know, if you're going to make this dive anyway,
yeah,
plan ahead and just laminate a picture of what you want. That'll save you some time. Communication-wise.
You think
so? You want a fire truck, you get a picture of a fire truck.
That's no fun.
You laminate it, and you go down.
Part of the whole experience, Bill, is going down and playing charades with the diving Santa and trying to see if he can understand what you want for Christmas. And then on Christmas morning, and you look under the tree, and instead of a regulator, you see a...
A G-Man.
Okay. Or instead of a pair of fins, you see, I don't know.
Actually, you see some wax. You get a box of paraffin wax.
Maybe. You know, these are some of the dilemmas, but that kind of adds a little bit more of the surprise factor.
Interesting.
To that special morning. You think?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if you ask for force fins and maybe what you get is you get $20 and $5 bills.
Hey, and you have the added bonus of sitting on Santa's lap without smelling that stench of...
Then there's that.
B.O. and urine,
yeah.
Booze.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be great, though. He'll smell like ocean felt for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah. Anyway, South Florida Diving Headquarters is the place to go, southfloridadiving.com. We want to hear from you if you're running a special little Santa dive or holiday plan theme thing. You know,
mistletoe carving.
Well, maybe that's a mistletoe. I've never heard of that angle, but that's an interesting idea. Could you work out some kind of plan? If your buddy came up to you and held mistletoe over your head.
I would smack him so hard in the face. Jimmy, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a different toe. It's not mistletoe.
Ah.
Yeah, but you have that.
Toe jam football.
You have people that have dive clubs have taken trees down underwater and then... deck them out with, like, fish food, you know, like ornaments and put it on there and the fish eat the stuff off of the Christmas tree.
Gotcha.
Seems like way too much work to me. However,
well, fish can
hardly
ever find anything to eat in the ocean.
Never. And, but, you know, it's something you could do with a Christmas tree. You know, instead of throwing it out, why not throw it underwater? Would it matter, you think? I don't know. If you took a live tree like that. And then just let it decay, or I don't know. Would you trash it in the ocean? What would happen exactly? I don't know.
Well, first of all, you'd have to weight it because it's going to float.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so you'd have to weight it, and then you have to tie it down somehow so it doesn't, you know.
Or if it
loose.
Floats, yeah, you just have to attach it. You just have to hook it.
Why can't you just find some Christmas tree worms?
Well, that's an idea.
There's the answer. Decorate Christmas tree. That's not going to work.
Well, that won't work.
It's going to be fun to try. Every
You'll
time
spend
you,
a long time. Every time
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it on there. It's almost there. Oh, no!
Oh, yeah, Charlie
Sucked
Brown.
Up right there
oh,
at
no,
the last minute.
I've killed it.
It could happen. That's not a bad idea.
I do love Christmas tree worms.
Try to decorate Christmas tree worms. That's what we're going to do for the holidays.
Great idea, Jimmy.
We're easily amused, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
But,
wow.
Yeah, if you have some ideas, we want to hear them, and we'd be happy to share them with the rest of the folks. info@scubaradio.com. Make sure you email us those. Do you have any other ideas along those lines? That's pretty much all I've heard about for Christmas. Actually, as easy as this Santa dive is, I haven't really heard of anyone doing this before. When Jeff told me about this, I'm like, yeah, I want to do that. I don't know if I can get down to South Florida next week. That's the only problem because we have our thing down and Marathon the week after. Yeah, so it's going to be difficult for me to get down there myself, because I'd love to go down and sit down in Santa's lap and hand signal what I want for Christmas, which I don't know what it is at this point. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to come up with a hand signal for whatever present I don't know that I need.
Shark.
I want a pet shark for Christmas. Shark. Yeah, that'd be easy hand signal.
Lobster.
Yeah, lobster. Lobster. Napper. Lobster looper.
Looper.
Snapper.
I want a new looper.
Looper.
I want a new looper, Santa.
Okay, and then you just mime Bruce Willis.
I'll just choke him. I'll just choke Santa. This is what I want, and then I'll do it. Give him the lobster. That'll work. Or it will mean I'll get nothing but, you know, coal.
Yeah.
Which is what I usually get in my stocking every year. Anyway, that'll do it for this week.
He gets so much coal in his stocking, he put a furnace in his house.
That's right.
There you go.
How I power things here in Florida. Anyway, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.